And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Do your share. Desert Island Disc number 49. It's the Talking Heads. Then we'll do Desert Island Disc 50. And then we'll do another show entirely. Time Travel here with you till 9 p.m. Coming up, the best of time travel. What is the best, you might ask? Tune in and find out. It'll be anybody's guess. Hello to my friend JC. Just did a shout out and Heather down in Texas. And to everyone listening to WMFO here in Medford, and hello to Lisa. 855-915-WMFO. Call in with a Desert Island pick of your own, and I will play it for you during the Best of Time Travel segment. It's windy out there. Be careful, everyone. Be careful.
Head in the sky. Situations changeable. Situations tolerable. But baby, you're adorable. And no need with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody's got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been fucked up and I've been fooled. I've been loved and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools. Sent to meetings, hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized, handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been uptight and made a mess, but I'll clean it up myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success.
That's it. Desert Island Disc number 50. Traveling Wilburys, Volume 1. And then they did a Volume 3. Very clever. Skipped right over Volume 2. Anyway, Desert Island Disc number 31 through 50. You can find the playlist at WMFO.org. Filed under the Spinatron to make sure that the people involved with all of those songs get paid their money. George Harrison, Olivia gets their money. Roy Orbison's widow gets his money. Tom Petty's people get their money. Jeff Lynne gets like 0.001 cent. And Bob Dylan smokes it. Anyway, time travel. Let's start up a new show, shall we? The best of time travel? Or Love in the 70s? I think we'll do the best of time travel for now. And maybe we'll do Love in the 70s in between as well. Here with you until 9 p.m. or until the wind knocks down the building. And I have to go into the building that's made of straw and move to the one of wood and then the one of bricks. And then just come right over to your house after that doesn't work. It looks windy. The trees are swaying. Why am I having trouble saying that? Am I having a stroke? Trees are swaying. Cheese is swaying in the moonlight. Trees are swaying. Let's do a PSA first before we start the show, shall we? Here's one on dope. Yeah, let's do the one on dope. I always like this one. This one's great.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
heroin, the Raisin Bran of the millennials. All right, let's start time travel. I don't know what we're going to do here. It's the best of time travel. This better be good. That's all I have to say.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
You there, Chris? Hello? 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 Hello?
I long to see the sunlight in your hair and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know. Cause I wonder where you are.
You there, Chris? Hello.
And I wonder what you do.
Hello? Hello?
Are you somewhere feeling lonely? Or is someone loving you?
Hello? Hey there?
Tell me how
Chris.
To win your heart.
Yeah.
For I haven't got a clue. But let
Hello?
Me start by
saying work?
I love you.
How you doing? I got your message. Yeah, I mean, what happened was there's a little dial switch on the dashboard. And you're in, are you there? Hello? You there, Chris? Hello? 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 Hey there? Chris? Yeah.
Are you somewhere feeling lonely?
Hello?
Does
it work?
Tell me how to win your heart. For I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
Are you there? Hello? You there, Chris? Hello? Hello? Hello?
My friends, you remember standing in front of the mirror before you go to Narcissus? Slicking back your hair, getting your white shirt on, and knowing that you would go down to Kenmore Square, down there, play the Gap Band in your tape deck. I love it. I miss it. The Gap Band. On WMFO with Chris Earl, time travel. I'm Agent Stosh. I love you, people.
Everybody, party's over. Match fucked it up for everybody, so let's just go home.
Made your friends. You left the scene. front, guys, look out! Here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, by the streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Welcome fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big pain. Wherever there's a hang up, you'll find a Spider-Man.
People you love will turn their backs on you. You'll lose your hair, your teeth. Your knife will fall out of its sheath. But you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie. People you hate will get their hooks into you. They'll pull you down, you'll frown. They'll tar you and drag you through town. But you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie. No, you still don't like to leave before the end of the show.
The best of time travel. I'm here with you till 9 p.m. tonight. My name's Chris Earle. Call on in, make a request. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636.
Bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good. now traveling. I remember I was traveling one day in a fried out combi on a hippie trail, had my head full of a zombie. I met this strange lady, you know. She made me nervous. She tucked me in, you know, and she gave me breakfast. Hello, I says. She says to me, "Do you come from a land down under?" I say, "Yeah, I do."
Traveling in a fried-out combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, "Do you come from a land down under? A women glow and men thunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover."
You know what I miss? Ice skating. I used to love ice skating. I used to love like playing hockey when I was a kid. It was fun.
I never got into it.
No?
No, I didn't.
I just used to get to see. Did you like hockey? No?
Yeah, I like it. I just never got into it.
Well, I like to just strap on a pair of skates and go around the pond.
It
was fun.
I couldn't do a crossover.
It's like I'd see like frozen fish the thing would be settling and you'd hear it crack and I'm like, this could be it. This could be death. You know, but, you know, as a young kid, you know, you weigh like, you know, 80, 100 pounds. It's like, you're not going through that ice. Just go flat and you're safe.
Just glide.
Me, I'm like a bag of rocks now. I just go right down.
Like an anchor.
Like I'm going out there with a sub with my skates on. You know, I got a big roast beef sub flying around the pond.
Yeah, that's the thing back then. You could eat like a big sub as a kid and you don't feel it like in your gut.
No.
And then you have a sandwich now.
You were ready for another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was telling a story at work last week, or a week before, anyway. And I used to run. I used to do cross-country in high school. And I wasn't that great, but I was never last. I was always on the bottom third. And one of the things that the coach, I ended up having the coach the next year for history, and he didn't like me very much because on the practices, I didn't take him too seriously, and I used to run to the sub shop. So we'd run like 8 to 12 miles. I'm like, I want a sandwich. So I'd come back with a big sub, and he was always pissed at me. And when I told the story at work, one of the millennials there was like, that's gross. I'm like, what's gross about it?
Yeah, what's gross?
I said, it's a sandwich. I'm like, you've never had a sub before? And I'm like, what do you eat? You know, bird seed? Yeah, well, that's gross.
What was the sandwich?
It was a roast beef sub.
Oh,
yeah, usually roast beef.
Yeah, that's nice.
Sometimes to get honey drinks.
No.
It's like bring them back to the track meet. Everybody loved me.
Bum. Yeah, nice.
The coach hated me.
Who doesn't like a roast beef sub?
Yeah. And that was like the only moment where I think I was around 165, 170. Up until college, and then that was it. As soon as I bested my knee, man, 40 pounds, drinking, and no more sports, basically. Okay, I'll drink and smoke my way through school.
Oh, once that metabolism slows down.
And it was fun, but,
a dog.
No more basketballs and running for Chris Earl. That was it.
Man,
you know what, though? If I could do it all again, I wouldn't.
Oh, I would do it completely
would
different.
Would you do it all again?
I would do it completely different.
I don't think I'd want to do this again. I think I'm an old soul, and I think I've been trying to get it right so many times, and I keep getting it wrong. And I keep coming back to get it right, but I'm pretty sure I didn't get this one right this time around. I'm pretty sure I've messed my life up pretty good this time.
No, what is it? I'm so far behind that I'll never care, whatever.
Never get ahead. Yeah.
I feel like I've gotten it, but I'm so far behind I'll never be able to make up for that lost time.
I feel like, you know, that 70s frog poster that they had, and he's at a desk, and there's just like a ton of paper around, and he's just like, oh, damn it, you know? Like, they used the S word, you know, which was like a jokey word in the 70s. Everybody says it all the time now, but, yeah. It basically said excrement on the wall, and there was a frog, like, with a bunch of paperwork that's never going to get done. I'm the frog.
My big banana right inside. Thank you very much. making a racket. I'm packing my suitcase. Hey, look out, moon. Yeah, I'll rock it into outer space. Goodbye, human race. I'll be there soon. Blast off off on an adventure. Yes, I said adventure. Collecting stones. Yeah, it's my way. On the old space highway. That's why they all say there goes astronaut Jones. Hey!
My thanks as always to Chris Earle and Time Travel for keeping the station warm 5 to 7 every Wednesday night.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council and Chris Earle here on Time Travel, WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
name is Jeff Ferguson, and you're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 WMFO.
They had liquor every day.
Well, yeah, liquor, steaks for
smokes.
Lunch.
Smokes. Liquor and smokes.
Smokes and donuts for breakfast.
Steak for lunch, pork sandwich. Yep.
Zeppelin.
Here they come.
The police.
5-0. 5-0.
We should play some police.
We should play the police.
I think it's a sign.
I have a lot of listeners. I'm very highly rated. People seem to love time travel. They can't get enough of it. I can't get enough of it. Actually, I was thinking about retiring the show, maybe.
Always lonely, always looking to get even with the men who did him wrong. That was Billy, Lonesome Billy, who was quick to think a gun could make him strong. No one tougher or more daring, only he and his gun sharing. The great fight to live and his great love to fight. A rough man who played with danger, to whom trouble was no stranger, until one day he lay dying. He'd filled his date with destiny. Never friendly, never trusting, always kept one ready hand near his gun. That was Billy, Lonesome Billy, the rough man who would rather kill than run. The rough man who would rather kill than run.
Hello, Medford. It's Chris Earle, high atop Curtis Hall. It's getting dark. It's getting spooky. Time travel with Chris Earle. Kick back. Get out some pork and beans, some brown bread. Make yourself a fire. Listen to your tunes before the electricity goes out and trees fall down. Cats and dogs living together. It's mass hysteria out there tonight. Here's the police.
Under the suburban family morning, grandmother screaming at the wall. We have to shout about the din of our Christmas. We can't hear anything at all. Another chance to miss the apartment.
It's got kernels. It's hot. You heat it up in oil. Popcorn. Served at the movies. It's hot. You heat it up in oil. Popcorn. This could be whitey yellow. Put it in oil. Maybe a little butter. Heat it up and it pops. Popcorn. I love that tambourine. I just picture like some hot chick with a tambourine, like just smacking it against her hip. It's probably some big fat sweaty guy though. It was like high. Who doesn't like popcorn? I love popcorn. Popcorn. This song's called Popcorn. You're just tuning in. It's Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m. I'm enjoying this so much I might play this for the next 44 minutes. Bum 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 bum. Dun 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 dun. Ah, the kernels are running out. All right. It's a hot little number. It's hot butter with popcorn.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he starts to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered.
rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
What? In a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Joining me, as always, the lovely and talented Lisa Nichols.
I did survive St. Patrick's Day. I'm here and alive and well.
You did better than you did better than Chris Earle, the host of Time Travel, who just left.
Was he still hungover?
From what? Well, apparently.